The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a group of students, recorded October 4th, 1975, on the island of Mauritius.
But the size of the body has changed.
Size has changed, it has grown, increased. It looks different. It looks different. It's not similar.
There's no similar. Why the child, there was no mosquitoes. How we can say the same body? You can have to give your own argument. Child had no mosquitoes, there was no mosquitoes. How we can say the same body? The child had no sex desire, now you have a sex desire.
They would say all these things are dormant within the child's body, and now they're coming out.
That we also say, but that body lasts. The dormant means dormant in the soul, not in the body. That is a knowledge. Dormant it is. But dormant in the soul, not in the body.
They have to admit that that it's a different body, because if the body is simply made of food and they're eating so much and evacuating so much, then it has to be a different body.
No, it's a different body, unless undoubtedly. If they foolishly argue, then it's a different body. Therefore ask us, there's no value. How we can say the same body? So many changes. The body is changed. So this argument, how he can prove that he has died, spent 2 years?
Well, he can also say that he's lived 22 years because he had no perception of any life before that time. He can't remember living before.
Before I was not alive, now I'm alive, so I've lived for 22 years. Before I was dead, I was not alive.
Well,
now I'm alive.
At least I didn't.
So I've been alive for 22 years.
So before you are not alive, then how your life came?
The combination of
do it? Again, these last guys. Then, if we can create life, then why is the question of dead body? To create again. Give life again. If you are so competent that you can give life combination, then this dead body is there. You bring chemicals and inject.
The same chemicals are there too.
Huh?
The same chemicals, living body, dead body, 5 minutes before, 5 after. It's the same chemicals. But they can't explain why there's such a drastic difference.
What is that same chemical?
In the living body, 2 minutes before death.
Now what is the name of that? What is that chemical? And then bring it.
Let him try and make life. No problem.
If you know the chemical, then bring it. Chemical is available. Why this is dead? What they will answer? What this chemical is wanting, that it is dead.
Well, we may not know.
Then you, Salakshana, right, talking, you don't know.
But then neither do you know.
Huh?
You can no. think so, but you,
but
don't
you cannot
know.
Answer my question, therefore you are more rascal than me. You cannot answer. You say that chemical is missing. I say, what is that chemical?
No, but the chemical is not missing.
Then?
The same chemical is there. 2 minutes before death and 2 minutes after death, the body chemistry has not changed so much.
No, 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 what is that missing? That it is dead.
They can't answer.
That only a kuppur. They cannot answer.
Because it's not a question of chemical. Actually, they don't know what life is.
That foolish. Therefore, he has to take knowledge from Krishna. Deinas mindatāya. Within this body, they saw.
You say there's a soul, but we've never seen a soul. It may be your imagination.
You may not see. You have not seen your forefather. That does not mean. Say, this is all bad advice. Why do you believe your eyes are so imperfect? Still you say, I did not see as I want to see. What is the value of your eyes? You see the sun glow, a small disk. Is it so? Then how do you know that it is so big?
By hearing,
that is important, not by seeing. Therefore, Shruti, Veda is important, not eyes.
When people die, though, there is usually some cause. When people die, there's some cause. Like they have a heart attack, or they get hit by a car, or some disease. So the death is caused by the disease.
That is not the cause, that is the effect.
Yes.
You foolish, you do not know, you are taking a cause.
Well, when you get hit by a car, that's a cause.
Just like one man becomes insolvent, loses everything. So he says that I had no money, therefore he becomes insolvent. But that is not the fact. He could not manage, therefore there was scarcity of money and he became failure. So that is effect. On account of his bad management, he came to a position that he could not pay to his creditor and his business is failure. So that insolvency is not the cause, it is the effect.
Vishnu was able to remain in his body, even on a bed of arrows.
So when you are going to die, these are the, on account of imminent death, these are the effects.
But that means that the body breaks down.
Hmm?
The body breaks down.
At a certain period, it will break.
So that is the cause, body breaking down.
Yes. So you say heart failure is the cause. No. The body is breaking, that's heart failure.
So death means the body breaks?
No, first of all, your answer, you say the heart failure is the cause. The man is dying. I say that because the man is dying, the heart is failure. So the heart failure is not the cause, it is the effect.
That's very difficult. Because his karma in that body is running out, he has to leave.
But if I can get some machine that will make the heart keep on beating, then the man won't die.
No, that he has failure. You have so many machines gone, keeping the heart going on. That's not possible.
Finally, they just pull out the plug. The doctor kicked the plug one day.
Yes.
At the present moment, I was reading this one girl in America, New Jersey, teenage girl. And for some unknown reason, she went to sleep one night, and in the morning she did not wake up. So Dan rushed her to the hospital, and they have an artificial machine that is keeping her alive. And this has been going on for 1 month. and all of her bodily functions are becoming more and more diminished, but still by this machine she's alive. Now this has gone on for 1 month, so now they don't know what to do with her. Should they keep her like this, just running on the machine, or should they stop the machine and then she'll die? This is a big legal problem. They don't know if they stop the machine, they'll be accused of manslaughter.
Some Catholic priest said that better to let her die, because this is God's way.
Then he has to accept the God's way and give up the machine.
But in a situation like that, isn't it more valuable to preserve human life? Because there's a chance.
What is the use?
There's a chance that somehow or another they might become...
So why should you take the chance? You are perplexed with overpopulation. And why you want to escape? On one side you are perplexed with overpopulation. Let him die.
But they can use the argument that you're saying that human life is simply for Krishna consciousness, for God's consciousness.
From his argument, why should he try to keep it? Let him die.
They're afraid of death. They're afraid of death. No one wants to die.
They're afraid someone will take them off the machine.
We want to live as long as we can.
Then you have to accept that you are killing child about Sanjari Sinti.
It's easier for the mind to accept what is apparent to the senses. For example, to accept that I am this body is easier for my mind than to accept a philosophy which you say is that we are not this body. It's very difficult for my mind to accept, whereas I can accept very immediately that I am this body.
Because it is difficult, therefore you are a fool.
But why should I start
fool,
for something?
That you are a fool.
Why should I start for something so difficult, such a philosophical understanding, when I can live very happily with this body?
But because you do not want to die, you want happiness.
So I can enjoy this body?
You cannot. That is the reason. You want, but you cannot. You want, that I know, but you cannot do it.
You never see happy people.
That is their ignorance, that accepting unhappiness as happiness.
Well, in this world there has to be some unhappiness and there has to be some happiness.
We are trying to give him happiness only, no unhappiness.
But that's artificial.
That you say, but we know.
You cannot see.
You cannot see, but you will see. You will stand up. That is Krishna consciousness.
But it is easier for us to remain here and enjoy a little bit and accept a little suffering, accept this body.
Therefore, Krishna said that Bhagavad Gita should be discussed among my devotees, not among the rascals. It is a waste of time. Jayavam paravam guhyam magdeshu avinas. Kind of this one.
Yadidam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu avichasati bhakti mayi param kritva mad evaishyati asamshala. The one who explains the supreme secret to the devotee, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end he will come back to you.
Not to be fools and rascals. So, first of all, to give them chance, let them come to the temple, take prasadam, hear sankirtan, offer obeisances by imitating others. In this way, when they become little devotee, then minister. Otherwise, this is useless. You'll waste your time by arguing.
You've given the example that the field has to be plowed before the seed is sown.
Yes.
Okay.
Mind has to want a higher place.
Chaita darpana marjana.
Very interesting.
So, this process, bring me, invite them, chant Hare Krishna, dance, give them prasadam, everyone will take part in this way. Not immediately instruct him that you are not this body, you are so, you will not be able to. Therefore, this process is recommended. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argued with Sarvama Bhattacharya, Prakashan Saraswati, not with ordinary public. Ordinary public go on chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Never argue. Neither to discuss Bhagavad. For ordinary public, 4 hours kirtan, chanting, and then give them sufficient prasad. This was. Because unless he has got little shraddha, he simply put some false argument and waste it. Not in the beginning. Modhvaktesu abhidhas. First of all, create him a devotee, a little. Chant Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, only. This is Kali Yuga. People are so fallen, so downtrodden, so rascal, cast and down. It's very difficult. But this process, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, giving them chance to hear it and take prasadam, that will cure. And that is easily accepted by anyone. It doesn't matter what he is. Anyone is accepted. To chant and dance and take prasadam, no one will disagree. So this is it. When they come to the temple, they say, this boy, you are offering obeisance, they are also offering. But that will go to their credit.
Yes.
To become bhakta. This process will be enough. Not in the beginning, but in the beginning, give them prasadam and chant for it. And try to sell some book. He pays something, that means he is giving some service, the hard-earned money. That will also go to his credit. And then, when he concerned, he said, I paid for it, let me see what this nonsense has written. Or like red, and that will also convince him. This is it. He'll keep that body, book, and show some friend, so the infection will go on.
We can see in some of our boys in Kenya, practically they have no education and no, very little intelligence, but still they're doing everything. They're falling down, they're offering all the prayers, they're taking prasadam, they're chanting, they're doing everything. even they don't have the intelligence to understand one.
You said that no chemical is missing.
No chemical
missing. Well, then why it is dead?
So why they are dead? Well, they haven't been able to determine that yet.
Then they are not, that's correct. Then there is no argument. Because you do not know.
They say faith. Huh? There is faith.
Faith? We have God. But you have no faith.
Think about faith. Faith.
What is that faith?
Predetermined, predestined.
Who made it? Who made it? This predestination?
Higher control.
Then you have to accept some higher authority, God.
But he's not a person.
Hmm?
He's not a person.
What about his maybe? That is another thing. It's another question.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to accept some superior authority. As soon as you accept faith, destiny, then you have to accept to be authentic.
They also say nature.
Hmm?
They say whatever by nature.
Whatever it may be, you have to accept some superior authority. That means you are not independent. You are under the control of the superior authority.
Time.
Whatever it may be, you call by any name. That is another thing.
These bodies are reacting. Effect, isn't it?
Hmm?
These bodies are an effect.
Yes.
So then death also must be some effect.
So who has made this law?
Yes.
Cause and effect. Somewhere or other you have to accept that you are not independent.
Your arguments are so foolish, it's hard to think of them.
Yeah, they are from Mura, they have been described. Mama and Duskitana Mura, they have been kicked, punished, still, no, I don't care for anybody.
Hmm.
I keep that on your face, yes, I don't care for you. Like that. This is the answer.
Ahankar Vimudatma. Ahankar Vimudatma.
Because everything in this world appears to be disordered, it's difficult to accept.
The world is not in disorder.
But it appears. The
man makes
this order. Everything appears.
Man makes order.
Man makes order.
And he can, the idea that he conceives of the order. But actually there's no order.
When there is a cyclone, man can stop.
For example, this beach is all disordered. There's so much rubbish there. There's no order to this world. So how can there be any higher authority?
So what you can do?
I cannot accept that there's a higher authority when everything is simply disorganized. These trees are broken.
It is organized.
But it, how can it?
It is organized. For thousands of years, the sea is there, the beach is there. The sea cannot come here. This is order.
But the line of the beach is all crooked and
that is your imperfect vision. It is perfect.
people think straight and cornered, that is very nice. If everything has corners.
That is your concoction.
Like a building, straight.
That's like if you think that why to the left, why not right? You think like that. But that is ordered by the superior. You can think in your own way.
Because it appears that way to my senses, therefore I think...
Therefore it is authority. You can think like anything, but it will not be done according to your desire. It will be done by the authority's desire. That is authority. You cannot dictate the authority that you do like this. That is not authority. You think anyway, but authority will do in their own.
Actually, nobody cares about philosophy.
Hmm?
Nobody follows philosophy.
No, he cares for death.
Mm-hmm.
That is the ultimate philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to die. Say, I don't care for this order. I will not die. Then your disobedience is all right. But you have to die. You have to become old man. How you can deserve it?
So if death is imminent, then I should simply try to enjoy myself as long as I can.
Enjoy? What is that enjoyment? You are going to die?
At least before I die, I can get as much pleasure as I can.
Nobody can if he is actually afraid of death.
Well, we have to accept
if you are given a beautiful woman, enjoy, and as soon as you come out, I will shoot you. Will you enjoy?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That example
will change the world.
Huh?
That example will change the world.
That is the difference between a man of knowledge and a fool. A man of knowledge, that he knows he has to die, but I don't wish to die. So what is the solution? That is man of knowledge.
Hmm. Sometimes they say, well, why worry about that? It's got to happen.
But
you
because you are rascal number one, you don't worry, but that is the psychology.
But I want to enjoy
this is the
right
example.
Now.
Suppose that you enjoy this woman for a few minutes, then you will shut down. Then will you be able to?
Yeah.
Actually, they do that in some man is to be executed in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
They give him one woman the night before as a special consolation. You finish
him off completely. But death is very far away from me. I am only 30 years old. I don't have to worry about that.
What is the guarantee that we will live 31 years? What is the guarantee that we will live 31 years? There's no guarantee.
Appears to be having fun and enjoying.
Now, they can use this argument though, Prabhupada. I've heard it before that so God has placed us in this world. Okay, here's God. And He's placed us in this world and He created the world also. And He's made these things very, very enjoyable. Sex life and this and that.
That
so
is
why
foolishness.
Not enjoy it? God has created it.
That is foolishness. But it's not enjoyable. That is, if a criminal says, the prison house is very enjoyable. It is like that.
Mm. But all the travel brochures and the advertisements, they say it's nice.
Huh?
All the advertising
let
and
him,
travel
let him
brochures
say,
they say it's nice.
But prison house, is it nice? That is foolishness.
But everyone else says it's nice?
Everyone? I don't
know. You're the only one.
I'm the only intelligent person. That's a fact. Mura Ramidana.
Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. So does this mean that these less intelligent people are simply interested in temporary benefits? Even they don't worship demigods per se, it could be anyone.
Demigods, yes. Just like one is trying to get some good service. So they are worshipping this boss, that boss. That is also demigod. Because without flattering some boss, he cannot get some good job. Without flattering the voters, he cannot get the ministership. Or that is demigod worship. You have to flatter somebody. Why this Ram Gulam has gone to?
Yes.
He has to flatter them.
Yes.
This is going on. The big bosses in the United Nations, they are demigods. He thinks if I flatter them, then I will be able to keep my position. But he does not think that this position will be lost after some years. Tad bhavati alpam yadasa. He is forgotten his eternal life, Krishna, and he is flattering this demigod, that's all. What will he gain? He'll die, that's all. At the time of death, what this United Nations leaders will do?
So we can improve the standard for future generations. For our children.
First of all, you improve your own condition to become future generation. You are going to hell. I am thinking of future generations. You are going to die and you are thinking of future generations. Who is your future generation? There is another question. This is asuric civilization. Asuric civilization.
Hope against hope.
Hope, that is also foolishness. Apart from future generation, you have got sons. So, you are taking very great care. Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? So what you can do? You cannot do anything for your present generation, what to speak of future generation. You cannot do. Suppose your son is sick. As father, you have given first-class medicine, first-class physician. Does it guarantee that he will live? And what can you do? Is it in your control that your son will live because you have given good physician, good medicine? Is it guaranteed that your son will live? Then what can you do? You cannot do anything for your present generation, thinking of future generation, which you do not know which is your future generation. At the present moment, you know this is your generation, you cannot do anything. And you are thinking of future generations. How foolish you are.
Well, we may have to accept the laws of nature, but at least we can...
Therefore, what is the meaning of taking care of future generation or this generation?
At least we can make it...
No, that is not possible. You have already given good medicine, good physician.
Yes.
And why he is dying? You cannot do anything. That is your position. You may try to do, but that is futile. The ultimate is defined.
By giving him medicine, maybe I can give him a better chance.
Maybe, can be, but it is not guaranteed. You cannot do anything.
But at least I should try.
Try, foolishly you try, whatever you like. That is another thing. But it is not under your control. You can try, that is your... Of course you must try as a dutiful father, but you should know that you cannot take any guarantee or do anything good or bad. That you have already said, the destiny. That is prominent. That is prominent. Not you.
It's the tendency of the human...
You can do the best to train your child to become Krishna conscious. That is in your power. That you can do. And that is the best service. Not anything else. That is not possible. If you become yourself Krishna conscious and if you try to make your son Krishna conscious, that you can do. And that is the duty, real duty. Other things you cannot do anything. That is destiny. And if you make him Krishna conscious, then destiny can also be changed. This is the conception of Krishna conscious. Destiny also can be changed. Parmani niddhati kintacha bhakti bhaja. One who comes to Krishna consciousness, his karma is also changed.
Is that karma dovetailed?
Huh?
Is that karma dovetailed?
Yeah.
It's still there.
It still can be changed by bhakti. Therefore, one man is condemned to death. Nobody can change it. But the king can change it. Only by the mercy of king he can save. Not otherwise. Even the judge who has punished him, he cannot do it. Whatever is ordered, there is order. He cannot change it. Similarly, if you become devotee, then your destiny can be changed. The devotee never is anxious to change his destiny. That is devotee's.
Admires Krishna. Admires Krishna.
But it is definitely taken away from people.
That is Krishna's desire. If Krishna desires, he can do anything. So, a devotee does not interfere with Krishna's desire.
Well, we know that Krishna desires everyone to become Krishna conscious.
Krishna says.
Yeah.
That is his desire. Sarvam maha. Sarva dhanman pa maha mekam kharanam vaja. That is Krishna's desire.
So Krishna is not causing everyone to forget him.
Huh?
Krishna is not causing everyone to forget him.
No. Krishna's desire is open to everyone. We don't accept it. That is our obstinacy. Krishna says there is soul, we do not say. No, there is no soul. Vidya, Puri. Krishna says, within this body there is soul. You don't accept. He is Laru. Vidya, Puri. He is giving direct instruction. Yes, there is soul, but we don't accept. Disobedience.
But if Krishna knows that we will suffer in this material world, why does he let us go away from him? Why doesn't he keep us?
Huh?
If Krishna knows that we will suffer here in this material world, if we come here, why does he let us go?
Why the thief goes to the prison house? He knows that if I go to the prison house, I will put into
prison. But the government is not strong enough to force him not to go, not to steal.
Why government is not strong enough?
The government doesn't have the power to control everyone.
Even if strong enough, we deserve it. The government has made so many things that you cannot steal. The iron chest, but you steal, you are clever enough that you do.
Sometimes people ask Prabhupada that if the spiritual world is anandamadhyasa, full of bliss, then how is it that somehow or another,
we've
left that blissful situation, come into the
country. These arguments talk many times. Everyone knows that out of prison house, freedom is there. Why goes to the prison house? Everyone knows it. Why does it go to the prison house?
But Krishna,
not by choice, he's placed there.
Krishna is the supreme controller. If he wanted to check us from going there, he could check us from going into the prison.
No.
From offending.
Krishna has given you independence. So, you are by mentality, you have to suffer. Suppose a child wants to do something, play. If you check it, then he'll go mad.
Yes.
Just like Mother Jasoda is saying sick to Krishna, and when Krishna became so much afraid, he became immediately anxious. Because Krishna has too much anxiety, he may be all sick. So immediately, correct. So, this is father and mother's affection.
So actually it's Krishna's mercy that he allows you to come here.
Yes.
Free ourselves from...
He has given you little freedom. He doesn't want to interfere.
He gave two examples in Los Angeles about the master, big master, like President of DuPont walking his dog. The President of DuPont is walking his dog in Central Park. The dog makes him go this way and this way and this way. And he said, we are just passing stool and urine in the material world. And Krishna is just letting us run here and there.
Anumanta. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Anumanta. Upadashta.
Upadashta. Oh, but if Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, then what did he need us for? If Krishna is all blissful, and what did we so he's incapable of pleasing Krishna, he's so magnanimous. What does he need us for?
he does not ask for himself, for you. If you come to Krishna and enjoy him, that is your good. He is self sufficient. He doesn't require.
Sometimes, probably, when they see your Bhagavad Gita, they say, oh, it's too big for me to read. They don't know that the first book, it never ends.
Therefore, I say that bring them, let them chantan, jantan, tepusa. That everyone will hear, everyone.
One who does that, he is preaching. One who arranges for chanting and dancing and taking prasadam, that is as good as preaching.
Yeah. Shravanam, kirtanam, archanam, anything.
These festival programs are very important.
You have to spend or waste gallons of blood before you can convert a person to Krishna consciousness. This is so difficult task.
You have to spend
gallons of blood.
Yes.
Waste.
In what way?
By talking with him. It's a rascal and foolish.
Yes, yes. You can
just... You trap your brain and spoil your energy, blood.
Spend so much food.
Unless you are not a preacher, you should be prepared.
You have to
do it. There's a passion. Sacrifice his life.
Yeah.
What to speak of? Wasting blood.
Mm-hmm.
Some wasting blood.
Must be just so that.
This is a preacher. Then, he's eager to act by Krishna. He has done so much for.
Krishna will give more and more energy.
He is going to die for Krishna, and therefore he is recognized. Matatas Mahatmani says, Kaschitmi, Pidekitna. You become immediately very dear to Krishna. The business is how to become very intimate to Krishna. That will be served by preaching.
Natasman Manusheshu Kaschinne Priya Krishtava Bhagata Natarame Tasman Priya Priya Taro Bhuvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Who?
The one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, the devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Sometimes I've had one person complain, why is there no purport for this verse? There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
No purport?
Yes, they have mentioned that there is no purport for this verse.
It is already explained.
Yes.
Anyone who is preaching.
That verse is self-effulgent.
Yes.
You are the purport. Simply people are trying to find out ways that they don't have to surrender to perfect knowledge. They can go on enjoying it in this new
world.
I think you should preach every breakfast. Your appetite is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Every breakfast you should preach, then your appetite will be very good.
No appetite or no appetite, I preach. I do not preach for increasing appetite.